The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Wow, CITR and UBC are sure beautiful this time of year, you drunk?
I know, it's cold out, though.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
Yeah, it really
is.
Hey,
listen. What is that?
Oh my God.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I think it's Santa.
Look up there. Oh my God, look up there.
Oh, man.
No way.
Santa.
No, it is Santa.
Oh.
Santa. Santa, look.
Oh no.
Look out.
Oh no.
Look out.
Oh no.
Santa.
Santa just crashed.
Santa, are you okay?
Santa just crashed. Let's get over there. Oh no, we gotta see if he's fine. We gotta see if he's okay.
Oh. Teddy! E-Rock! Help!
How'd you know our names?
Help me! You must save Christmas with your holiday explosion show!
Of course we'll save Christmas by putting on our Cabba Radio holiday explosion show!
Holiday explosion!
If you do, I promise to put you on the nice list because right now you're on the naughty list.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
I love you, Santa.
We'll be good boys this year.
I love you.
Come on, E-Rock. It's our holiday explosion show. Let's go.
Ho, ho, ho.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! Tonight, Cabba Radio presents a holiday explosion show for the masses! Tonight, Teddy welcomes from the Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society, Violet Femme and Madam Manic, with hilarious holiday moments and glorious gifts to give away, with special guests, the Doctor and Chai. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Old Saint Nick Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh, that was a jolly good intro, E-Rock. Did you call her Violent Femme?
I did.
That was nice.
I did.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I got a little...
Crams and treasons on the way out.
The holidays.
Speaking of crams and treasons, we're going to be away next weekend, so make sure you stick around for those guys. They got an extra hour of their dope hip-hop. Plus... this is our opportunity to say Merry Christmas, and we wish we could have some mistletoe with Mama Rels. Thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate your holiday cheer.
Always.
Welcome to Cabba Radio, everybody. 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. My name is Teddy Smooth. I am joined in studio by E-Rock.
Yo!
And I got the Doctor here.
Mm-hmm.
The Doctor's in the building. He's been here before. Maybe
he's brought some medicine this evening.
He's got some medicine for us. It is the holiday season. It's the only time of the season, really, where you can not feel guilty about going to a coffee shop and putting Jameson's in your coffee after you buy it.
True.
It is the only time
of
the season where you just let go of that guilt. And you're like, hey, it's Christmas. I'm putting Jameson's in my coffee.
I think as long as you donate to the Santa outside, ringing the bells, it's okay.
Yes, you have to donate, definitely.
Now, there was a guy standing outside of London Drugs, and, you know, I give all the credit to the guy. Thank you for doing what he's doing for the charity. But he was playing the trombone, and I swear he hit, you know, 10 out of... all the notes in the song, and it was really painful to listen to, but he was out in the cold, so there was, you know, I did have to give him a little, here you go.
But give him a little bit, give him a little sugar for Christmas. Everyone needs a little bit of sugar around Christmas time, around the holidays. Everyone's a little tight, you know, all this pressure to buy stuff and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I like to make things for my family.
Have you got your Christmas shopping?
I do. I don't want to reveal it here because my parents do listen to the show.
Right.
But I have gotten everything, so I can't exactly say what I do, although it is a really cool project, and it's something I tend to make So it feels good. I don't, you know.
Comes from the heart.
Yeah. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. So it's, you know, exactly. It's relevant to your family. So it's good. I enjoyed that stuff. I once banned the list from my house.
You banned the list?
Yes. I there was a list on the fridge, and it was full of things that
like
people couldn't afford.
Wants.
Yes. Yeah. It's whose like you can't afford
it?
What you're doing. Or what you want through the
was it your
it's everyone's.
List?
It was like
oh,
the name,
okay.
And then
they
you
just
put
go
what
on
you wanted, and yeah, it was.
Gotcha.
And I got sick and tired, so I banned it. And I encourage everyone to ban lists. The holiday season should be about hanging out with friends and family. And it, you know, if you feel like buying something for someone or making it, you do. If not, and you just want to be around them, it shouldn't be this. You know, there's all this pressure to do the boss and the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, I'm just joking. You should buy your girlfriend a gift.
Should I?
Or make it.
Always?
Well, for Christmas? For the holidays?
What if you said no gifts?
Yeah, if the two of you agree on it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
Although, sure, I thought I agreed on it, and she comes home the other day and goes, I bought your gift! And I was like, what?
No, I think this is the time when the guy appears on the right shoulder and says, no, dummy, buy the gift still.
Exactly. Yeah, well.
So tonight on the program, we have our Holiday Explosion Show. It's jam-packed. We can't talk for long because we have so much stuff to get to.
There's a lot.
We have a holiday radio play coming up. We have holiday moments brought to you by Caber Radio. They're just so sweet. We have some of the members of Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society here to talk about their spectacular this Thursday and Friday at the Wise Hall. We have holiday music and all sorts of other stuff. Chai, the doctor's here. This place is packed. And it's packed full of holiday cheer. Plus, we have presents, and I want to give away one right now. This is going to be a little bit different just because... we're not going to be taking phone calls on the air, but if you'd like to call during the song or during a skit and win one of these prizes, we'll take down your information. Or you can email us at caberradio@gmail.com. First person to do either one of those things gets a present. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you, the very first present, is going to be two passes to the Rio Theater on Commercial and Broadway.
Good
a great,
process.
Awesome theater to go to. So
it is a
thank
great theater.
You, Santa.
When I play the music, you can call or you can email us. Whatever one I get first, because I am checking my email here, you win two passes to the Rio.
There it is.
604.
And it's to any show you want.
2487.
Except for brand new movies, because they don't ever allow passes for those.
You know, you don't want to go to the brand new ones anyway. You want to go and see the cult ones there. They're great.
Every Friday.
You get in there, and they've got a whole stage show that kind of goes on beforehand. And, you know, well, not a whole stage show, but they got a host. And it's really good.
Exactly. It is a great theater to go to, and you should go there. Let's get back to our holiday explosion show. This guy usually takes care of business, but tonight he's taking care of Christmas on the Holiday Explosion Show here on Caber Radio 101.9 FM. We'll be back with so much more.
To work it on it quick. Tell Santa you've been good, you've done the things you should, and you wait before his visit Christmas Eve. If you're in
You know, I always really love the holidays. I always go home, visit the family and the friends. We always go out to this neighborhood pub called Darcy's. It's just some hangout of ours. When I'm there, I usually look for some stranger to go home with. We have unprotected sex, and, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I worry about STIs and babies. Happy holidays, everybody.
This has been Holiday Moments by Cabba Radio.
Ooh, STIs and babies. It's the
holidays, baby.
STIs.
STI.
I worry about STIs and babies. Ooh. The holidays.
It's the holiday.
The holidays. STIs and babies.
Everybody, call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look here. I ain't like old St. Nick. He don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. Don't come but once a year. But look here, I come running with my presents every time you call me dear. Look here, I keep some change in my pocket, chase the children at home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse. And with no Santa, I'll be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house. They call me back, no Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Look here. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, back, no Santa. That's what they call me. They call me back, no Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me back, no Santa. And I like them to call me that. They call me back, no Santa. And I like it.
Clarence Carter, back to Santa.
That's what they call me.
Ow! Yes, Clarence Carter, also known for his famous song, I Be Strokin'.
I be stroking.
Live on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth. This is our holiday explosion show. My name is Teddy Smooth. I'm here with E-Rock.
Yep.
We got
some kind of exploding sound.
We got the doctor. We got Chai coming up in a bit. We have some Screaming Chicken Girls as well. They're going to be doing a live song from their Xmas Spectacular. Mm-hmm. That's coming up very shortly. And we also have a holiday radio play that's going to take us into the world where we almost lost Christmas.
That I remember that year.
Whoa, not the year.
The year, Doctor.
You remember it, I know.
Heavy, man.
Yeah.
Heavy.
That was a crazy year, you guys. You guys remember that. If you don't remember that year, this story.
Mr. Smooth, if I could say one thing, if in a good Christmas show, Carol, things always turn out the end, right? Am I right?
Yes.
You know, I don't want to spoil this show, but, you know, obviously Christmas is still here, but it's the story behind
the
year.
You heard at the beginning, Santa was flying in.
He crashed.
He's outside. He's okay, everybody.
He's okay. We've saved him by doing we're bringing so much holiday cheer that he will be able to recover from his injuries.
The doctor has already prescribed 2 shots of holiday cheer this year. Christmas must happen.
The doc keeps running out, seeing Santa, making sure he's okay. Christmas is still on.
Now, speaking of Christmas, you like that segue? That was good. That was good.
You're not supposed to mention it, though.
CITR.ca.
Oh, man, you guys.
That is awesome. Speaking of Christmas, do you ever wonder if the Nazis had Christmas songs?
All the time.
All the time, exactly, Doctor.
Did you know that the first Christmas carol written on the guitar was Silent Night? It's the church burned down, the organ was lost, and Hans Gruber, I think he was the great-great-grandfather of Kelly Gruber, who played third base for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, random Christmas moment brought to you by the Doctor. From Nazis to Kelly Gruber.
First Christmas carol written on a guitar.
Nice.
Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Good.
Beautiful.
Nice. Well, our friends, we've played them in the last couple shows, Day Old Sushi. DayOldSushi.ca. They do skits, and they wanted to know, they found this obscure sort of song, and they decided to put it together. It's called Christmas with the Nazis. I mean, who hasn't wondered what Christmas with the Nazis would be like?
I know.
And now we get to discover exactly what that will be here on Cab Radio's Holiday Explosion Show, 101.9 FM. We'll be back with Screaming Chickens. But first, Christmas with the Nazis.
We believe in Christmas.
Thanks, Ranger.
Oh, yeah, breaker, Charlie. According to our L7P23. Hello. Listen up, all of you allied dogs. This is a live broadcast from Berlin. And as you can hear, we have taken over all of your radio signals. But do not distress. We will return them to you in a short time. We just want to send you a little Christmas message from us to you. And it goes like this. It's Christmas with the Nazis, yes, Christmas with the Nazis, it's Christmas with the Nazis, right in your home. Tonight, by the fireside, you are hanging stockings. Tonight, our ammunition, we are restocking for you. On Christmas, the children, they smile. But for us, on Christmas, the children sing Heil. The presents that you're wrapping, the colors they're varying. But our gifts all look the same, because we are Aryan. Back home at Christmas time, you sing and you dance, but here at Christmas time, we occupy France. 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 Back where you all come from, Santa goes ho ho ho, but not where we come from. There's just Gestapo. Your friends and your family group to together as one. Well, we've done something similar to solve the Jewish question. The Christmas that you're dreaming of, it is all right. But the Christmas that we're dreaming of is all Third Reich. Back home in your country, they cut down Christmas trees, but here in our country, we cut down draftees. It's Christmas with the Nazis, yes, Christmas with the Nazis, it's Christmas with the Nazis, right in your home. A very Merry Christmas from the Nazis. Oh, crap. Now we gotta get them something, too.
And now sit back as Cabaret Radio remembers last year's holiday dinner.
Mashed potatoes, anybody? Mashed potatoes?
These mashed potatoes are delicious, Martha.
Gotta thank Aunt Betty for helping with the gravy.
Best mashed potatoes I think ever. Mary! Bill, did you try her mashed potatoes? Yeah! They're delicious!
Mashed potatoes, anybody? Mashed potatoes?
Hey, everybody! Hey, Dad! Sorry I'm late! Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad!
give me a hug.
Whoa, Dad, don't fall over. You had a few to drink, haven't you?
Oh, you know me. Donna, look who's here.
Our son's come home from the big city.
Yeah.
All the way from Vancouver.
Honey, can we get you anything, some mashed potatoes?
Hell, Martha, look who's here.
Guys.
Oh, it's Kevin.
Yeah, it's our boy.
Why are there so many people here?
Oh, you said you had big news.
Potatoes.
And we invited everybody.
It's Christmas time. Wow.
Honey, give them some pasta.
I didn't know you were going to invite the neighbors.
Oh, great. You invited John and Sally.
Yeah, they're here, too.
You know they're your father's curly friends.
Donnie, come here.
Yeah,
no, Dad,
it's cool.
The big news, I told you.
Oh, yeah. No, Dad, I'll...
Big news. Our boy has big news.
No, it's not that guy. I'll just tell you guys.
Hey, guys.
We can always go.
Settle down.
I'll just tell you guys, okay?
Our boy.
No, it's fine.
There's something to say.
It's just that I'm gay. Everybody, I said I was gay.
You knew what we said on the invitation. No blowers till New Year's. Another week. Christmas crackers only in this house.
I'm gay. Does nobody
mashed
care?
Mashed potatoes, anybody?
I'm gay.
Hell. I mean, we've known since you were two.
Come on. We were hippies in the 60s.
I don't understand. I mean...
Don't worry. I bought your father a butt plug for Christmas. He loves it. Mashed potatoes?
This has been Cabaret Radio remembering last year's holiday dinner.
It's Christmas time, and all through town, the people run around, buying lots of pretty things they'll throw away. But darling, you've no need to prove your love with gifts and trinkets. You can show me that you care another way. Just kiss me this Christmas, do me underneath the Christmas tree. Leave the gifts, just bring the Crisco, 'cause Christmas means fisting to me. I don't need decorations or expensive celebrations or a never-ending spending spree. 'Cause let me tell you, mister, the gift I can't resist is when you're buried to your wrist in me. Just fist me this Christmas, do me underneath the Christmas tree. Leave the gifts, just bring the Crisco, 'cause Christmas means fisting to me. Now the snow is falling and the relatives are calling, but we're letting it rain. Singing glory, hallelujah, a very merry to you, we'll be swinging in the Christmas sleigh. Just fist me this Christmas, do me underneath the Christmas tree. Fist me this Christmas, 'cause Christmas means fisting to me. 'Cause Christmas means fisting to me.
Oh, yes, the Wet Spots here on Cab Radio. Many thanks to John Woods and Cass King of the Wet Spots for sending Cab Radio that exclusive MP3 version of that song. It's not found on any of their albums. You can find it on YouTube, but they very thankfully sent that over for our Christmas special, because what is Christmas without some fisting?
Uh-huh.
E-Rock, do you like fisting?
To me, personally, I'm not a big fan of getting fisted.
All right.
Sorry, did anybody see a gold Seiko set to Mountain Time?
I did not, Doctor. I did not.
He's just been fisting. He's a little confused.
John and Cass sent that along. They're going to be part of Screaming Chicken's Xmas Spectacular, which is running at the Wise Hall this Thursday and Friday. And we have two of the members of Screaming Chicken Theatrical Society live in studio with us today on Cab Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is our explosion show, so we thought we had to bring in some chickens to create an explosive Christmas spectacular. Their show has all sorts of stuff. There's the original one-act burlesque musical. There's Flying Not Falling, which is vaudevillian clowns. There's Dr. T and the Professor, which is magic and mayhem. And, of course, the Wet Spots, who you just heard, who sing cute songs about...
Fisting,
Do Me in the Bum, and, well, that's what it's called,
Sexy Song.
Booty Calls, you know, all sorts of sexy songs. So, we have
Violet Femme, not Violent Femme, as E-Rock mentioned off the top of the show.
I can get violent when provoked.
She is violent sometimes. And then we have Madame Manic. That is Madame Manic and Violent Femme. So tell us a little bit about this Screaming Chicken Xmas Spectacular.
Well, we're going to do a traditional burlesque variety show. So it's three acts. Live band variety act where we have our jugglers and clowns and magician and a headline burlesque star, the Minx from Minsk. We have a Russian dancer, Anastasia Nikolaevna, coming over.
See, you like how I left those names for you? Because I have no idea how to say them.
Teddy's pretty bad at names.
I'm like, what are the names I can say really well?
And then, of course, we have our burlesque original play, O Come All Ye Playful.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that. Because that's, I wanted to know about, I wanted, well, tell me about that, because that's what I wanted to know about.
Oh, it's a fun, saucy play, true to Screaming Chicken fashion. Lots of dirty jokes and sexual innuendo. Part musical, part
now
stage
I
show,
well, I can tell you right awesome. Now that I'm coming.
Yes. I wish I had a thing. Yeah, there you go. Now, I've been a part of some Screaming Chicken theatrical society stuff. And, in fact, one of the ones I was involved with was called By the Seat of Our Panties. It was named mostly because that's how some shows get put together. Is this one of those shows? Tell the truth now. This is Cabaret. The world wants to know.
This is, Are we playful? We've been working very hard for a short amount of time. It's definitely By the Seat of Our Panties.
Are we taping costumes at like 7 o'clock, showtime's at 8? Is that what we're talking about here? That raw energy that you bring from these performances?
Well, I'm pretty sure there's some gluing going on right now at the studio, actually.
Oh, E-Rock gluing.
Sorry, my bad.
A little hot
glue.
Are
you still coming?
Elmer's.
Melody Mangler is actually doing a fantastic job with all of our costumes. She's really on the ball,
amazing.
And she's pulled a lot together with next to nothing. Although it is burlesque costumes, so you don't need very much to begin with.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The magic of making cheap look expensive. The burlesque world. I know it well. I do it. Right?
Melody Mangler is definitely talented at that.
You got to be able to find those deals and make fabulous costumes with very little money. And that's what makes the burlesque and cabaret community special in some ways, is because they can do that.
I would just like to point out that next to nothing isn't exactly a bad thing.
The doctor with some good advice.
Very
thank you,
true.
Doctor.
Thank you. Now, your show is running two nights, Thursday and Friday, at the Wise Hall. How does the show run? Are we going to go 1, 2, 3, like just like you were talking about?
Pretty much, yeah. There's the three acts. So we're going to start off with the Wet Spots, who are doing their wonderful Wet Spot comedy sex duo.
Would you like me to read their line? Picture a husband and wife team from a golden age of comedy. Now picture them singing sweetly about threesomes and taking it in the ass.
That sums them up.
That is the Wet Spots.
And then they have also put together a full band, so they're going to have keyboards and bass guitar and drums backing them up as well.
Really? Wow, that'll be exciting.
And that same band will be performing all of the music for O Come All You Playful.
Okay.
This will be the first time that Screaming Chicken has done a show with a live band. There will be no canned music.
No canned music? Really? Wow, that's exciting.
I might come 3 or 4 times. This is sounding exciting.
He's got we all have our snow gear on. I'm starting to see like a little stain there, E-Rock. You got to stop that coming.
Hey, this is the Holiday Explosion Show.
Okay.
Things happening that I can't hold back.
We don't have the band here, but we do have you. So why don't we get into the song you're going to sing for us? You're going to sing this song on Thursday and Friday at the Wise Hall.
Yeah, this is a song from the show that we're going to sing for you tonight.
Let's hear it
from the carolers.
Orgasmic screams, are you listening? Can you see the lube is glistening? What a way to deck the halls, playing with some balls, humping in a winter porno land. In a pile, the elves are screwing. Mrs. Claus knows what she's doing. You're sure to get your hole up the North Pole, humping in a winter wonderland.
Maybe later I can wear a strap-on, and if I'm feeling frisky, I'll go down fuck you in the ass while I sing song.
I'll lick you in the pink, maybe the brown.
Later on, we'll perspire. 69 by the fire. With the plans that we've made, looks like we're getting laid. Humping in a winter porno land. Humping in a winter porno land. Humping in a winter porno land.
I don't know about anyone else, but when I'm having sex, I often sing. That is Screaming Chicken, Madam Manic, and Violet Femme. We are out of time with them here. Thank you so much. Your show is at the Wise Hall Thursday and Friday. It's called the Screaming Chicken Xmas Spectacular. There's the Wet Spots, Flying Not Falling, Dr. T, and the Professor. And, of course, the one-act play that you just heard a song from there. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on our Holiday Explosion show. We're kicking it back into music. We're going to be back with Chai. He's going to actually do some talking pretty soon. And we got the Doctor.
He's here.
We got E-Rock. But first, we're going to get into another holiday favorite song that I've discovered recently. It's become one of my playlists. This is Cabber Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Hey, how do you want to... Want to win a present, E-Rock? You want to give a present away?
Yeah, we might as well.
Okay, we're gonna give another present
about
away.
That time.
This one is to Echo Clothing. Call us now when the song starts. 604-822-2487. That's 604-CITR, UBC-CITR rather. And this is a $25 gift certificate to Echo Clothing on Main Street. You can also email us at cabradio@gmail.com. Back with more, including a holiday play, more holiday moments, The Doctor and Chai, here on Cab Radio.
We've all heard of Rudolph and his shiny nose, and we all know Frosty, who's made out of snow. But all of those stories seem kind of gay, 'cause we all know who brightens up our holiday.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
Small and brown, he comes from you.
Sit on the toilet, here he comes.
Squeezing tween your festive buns. A present from down below. Spreading joy with a howdy,
howdy ho.
He's seen the love inside of you, 'cause he's a piece of poo. Sometimes he's nutty, sometimes he's corny. He can be brown or greenish brown. But if you eat fiber on Christmas Eve, he might come to your town.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
He loves me, I love you. Therefore, vicariously, he loves you.
I can make him Mr. Hanky, too.
Sometimes he hangs off the end of your ass and won't fall in the toilet, 'cause he's just clinging to your sphincter, and he won't drop off, and so you shake your ass around, try to get it to drop in the toilet, and finally it does.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
When Christmas leaves, he must leave too.
Flush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit leave.
Now, Holiday Moments by Cabba Radio.
The holidays are a real special time for me, because every year I save $1,000. And on Christmas Eve, I go out and spend it on hookers and blow. I don't really remember what happens next. Happy holidays!
This has been Holiday Moments by Cabba Radio.
On the holidays,
hookers and blow,
hookers and blow. my $1,000 to spend his money. Hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow.
Oh, hookers and blow.
Hookers and
blow. Oh, hookers and blow. And the holidays.
Holidays.
Are so, so sweet. I love hookers and blow.
He loves hookers
as you may know.
I know.
I love hookers
and blow. You said that. Hookers and blow.
Happy holidays.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Paul?
Why are you playing Happy Birthday? This is our Christmas album.
Well, Paul, because Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Jesus is awesome.
Yeah, he sure is.
Birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye. Come and behold him, for the King of Angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Lord!
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A plus, here I come.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Daddy, put your pants back on!
Oh, the mics are on. E-Rock.
Oh, damn. No pants chair. Oh.
Live here back in studio, this is CITR 101.9 FM, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth. I'm here with E-Rock.
Yep.
I'm here with the doctor.
Yes, sir.
And now joining us live, exciting moment, Chai has finally made his appearance.
Good evening.
He's alive!
He is alive. Hey, you've been listening to all sorts of crazy stuff. I've forgotten to mention what some of it is. We had Christmas with the Nazis from Day Old Sushi. You heard that. We also had our Christmas dinner skit brought to you by Cab Radio. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo from South Park. And what did we... Oh, Come All Ye Faithful from the 123 Presents Christmas album. Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And good just times. Before that, we had the girls from the Screaming Chicken.
We did. And
we had...
Right as they were leaving, they said, hey, you know what, Teddy? Give away a couple tickets mm-hmm. to Thursday's show. So we have... this is the time when you can call right now and win. Call now. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And you've won yourself two tickets to the Screaming Chicken Christmas Xmas Spectacular this Thursday and Friday at the Wise Hall. The Wet Spots are going to be there. All sorts of great stuff. Many thanks to them for singing live for us here on Cab Radio. Now, this is our Christmas Explosion show, and I wanted to sort of maybe ask you guys what you're doing for Christmas. I know I'm taking my mustache, and I'm going to San Francisco with the family. That's why there's no show next week. And you're going away, too.
In the last week, both me and you, we've been called gay together, actually, a few times. And I'd like to set it straight that no, we're not. We like to dress nice.
Wrong with that.
We like to dress nice in cowboy hats.
And the doctor would like to point out that looking like Tom Selleck in the wintertime does not make man homosexual.
No. He looks marvelous. But so back to Christmas.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going to go home and visit my folks back on the Vancouver Island, Victoria. Back there, we got a Christmas dinner. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't figured out anything for New Year's yet. I don't know what's going to happen there, but...
Me neither.
You know, there's still time.
Doctor, what about you? What are you doing for the old holidays?
I am that guy that is going to perpetually be like, do I travel or not travel? Because there's people out there that right now, do I battle with the airport? Do I battle with the bag? You know, they now, because Air Canada now makes you actually put your own baggage tag on yourself. It's not just easy peasy walking through. So it's like it's a matter of, do I travel Christmas time and do I brave the crowds, or do you just stay home and try to make a hungry man in the microwave?
The latter sounds pretty good.
That does.
Shy yourself, sir. How are you spending these?
This Christmas times are always a good time for me. I spend some time with my dad and my brother and
here in Vancouver.
And I'll probably be working quite a bit. I work for a company that's gearing up for the Olympic Games that's coming up here in February.
Yeah, so probably a lot.
A little busy.
How much of a holiday?
This Olympic moment brought to you by CITR, though it does not reflect how Cab Radio thinks. Boo!
Oh God, they're tying me up. Oh God. But no, I like Christmas. Christmas time should be a good time.
Any traditions you like to carry on, Shy?
My favorite Christmas tradition is wandering around the streets of Vancouver singing Santa Baby.
Very nice. Very nice. I've heard you have a magical voice.
Sad tradition.
No.
Can we hear a little bit of Santa Baby? Maybe give us a little taste here.
Hey, do you guys remember the Everclear version?
Ardalexakis? All I know is he could probably buy me a new life. But Chai, I know you could probably provide us a great little Christmas ditty right here.
Let's see what I can do. I don't know if I can match up to those girls from Screaming Chicken, but let's try it out.
They're all right.
Good
ladies, I love you.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good boy, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Keep going.
We'll get some groove going here. Keep it going.
Bum 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 bum. Okay, let's start over. Why don't we all get into it? This is making me think that we should all get into it. All right.
Start us off here, Chai.
Hit us off, Chai. We're gonna get into it. We missed our cue there, but we're gonna get into it right here.
We're gonna load it up. Loading up literally.
Get it locked and loaded.
If you don't know, this is another freestyle moment brought to you by Cab Radio. These things happen on occasion.
CITR.
CITR, meh. Oh, wait, no, I'm supposed to wait. CITR is great! Just kidding.
Oh, just to remind you, just before we start this song, we do have our holiday radio play coming up, which is exciting. It's about the year that Christmas almost didn't happen.
No!
That's coming up in about almost, in about 17 minutes, so stay tuned for that.
All right.
Chai, are we getting into
we're
it?
We're ready to do this.
Well, let's do it. Mm.
Ba-doom, ba-doom, Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
For me.
I've been an awful good boy, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Tonight.
Santa baby.
A 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. Ooh. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hurry. Ooh. Hurry, Santa, hurry.
Think of all the fun I've missed.
Oh, I've missed that fun.
Think of all the girls that I haven't kissed.
Well, I've kissed a lot.
Next year I could be just as good.
Oh.
If you check off my Christmas list.
Body, body, boo.
Santa baby. But to mention one little thing.
What's that, child?
A ring.
A ring?
Nah, I don't mean on the phone.
Almost
Santa
English.
Baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Whose chimney?
Just hurry down my chimney tonight.
Chai's chimney.
One more time.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Sounds
like
a dirty man.
Dude, do we have to pay royalties on that? There's dashing and dancing and prancing and vixen.
Rudolph the Red. is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
Oh, what a week of upcoming events we have. We're going to start off with A Christmas Carol put on by Spectral Theater Society. That's going down at the Jericho Arts Center, 1675 Discovery Street. Now, this classic tale is by Charles Dickens, but it's been adapted by Fiona Revel and directed by Michael Cope. So expect the unexpected when you wander into the winter wonderland of weirdness, because Spectral Theater is putting its own spectral spin on this classic tale. It's going to be utilizing a variety of theatrical styles, from masks to puppetry, shadow play. They're going to present sort of a grittier, creepier version of that. Now that's going on, it's been going on already, and that's going on until December 23rd, every night at 7:30 at the Jericho Arts Center. Definitely a show you want to check out this Christmas, because it is hot, hot stuff. Moving over, also a show that's starting tomorrow night is called Damon and Heron Present Das Comedy. Now, this is going to be all done at Little Mountain Studio, 195 East 26th at Main Street. It's a night of live original sketch comedy and film. It's put on by these three people. Ebrek's got a giant parrot, just like that kind of stuff. You know, Ebrek's got a giant parrot. The doctor's showing me his chest. It's going to be a night of live original sketch comedy and film. That is Damon and Heron Present Das Comedy. Now, that's going to run Thursday the 17th to Tuesday December 22nd, so you have some time to see that one. Now, we were chatting with these girls a little earlier. Violet Femme and Madame Manic were here, and they are all part of the Screaming Chicken Xmas Spectacular. Two nights only, Thursday December 17th and December 18th. That's all getting down at the Wise Hall. Now, Wise Hall is at Adenac, just off Commercial or Victoria Drive, one of the two. It's kind of in between a little bit. Adenac, funny note, Canada spelled backwards. There's going to be the Wet Spots. There's going to be Dr. T and the Professor. There's going to be Flying Not Falling. A couple people's names I cannot pronounce. So just go see that show one of the nights. That is Thursday and Friday this week, December 17th and 18th. Screaming Chicken Xmas Spectacular. Now, Saturday night, exciting news, because we had these guys on the show a little while back, the Gastown Royals. They were so awesome on the show, and I went and saw them play at the Bourbon, and their show was sick, you know, but the only thing about it was that it was only about four songs long, and I wanted more and more. So these guys have finally listened to the masses of people, and they have decided to throw on another show just 2 weeks later, I believe. I can't remember. It's so awesome. This is called the Sixmas Party, featuring the Six and the Gastown Royal. Now, that's going to be Saturday, December 19th at the Bourbon, 50 West Cordova. Come down, show your support for the Gastown Royals. It's a new band, and I'm guaranteed, if you like stuff like Old Crow Medicine Show, sort of that nice strumming, sort of country but rock sound, you got to check these guys out. They're all the guys that work at the Bourbon. You got Avi, you got Gypsy, you got Rocco. I just can't remember all their names. I'm sorry. It's a little late in the show here. But anyways, check it out. It's the Sixmas Party featuring the Six and the Gastown Royals. That is at the Bourbon this Saturday, 50 West Cordova. Doors are at 8. Show is at 9. And to finish off upcoming events this week, we have Kitty Nights. Now, we're presenting our third, yes, you heard right, third Christmas show. I'm just going to pause there. And, this Sunday, we present our third and final Christmas show. It's Kitty Knight's Ho 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 Show. And let me tell you, there are tons of hoes there. Yes, you heard right. There were tons of hoes. I'm just joking. Lots of beautiful ladies. An exceptional lineup. We have Nikki Nindoors, a beautiful voice, a beautiful body, just awesome numbers. You want to check her out. Rosie Delight, always interesting, always presenting some sort of weird twist. Lola Frost, very dramatic and beautiful. We have Belle Starlet, who I have no idea who it is. It's a new girl. Burgundy Bricks and Go-Go by Lola Lockhart. Of course, the Professor is going to be there, and I'm going to be playing some rockin' tunes. This is my last week of the year at Kitty Nights. I am actually going away to San Francisco, so please come out, show your support for my last week at Kitty Nights of 2009. Come dance, come have a party. I love it when you guys stay and have a good party. The following week, KTEL is going to be there, so also a good night to go. But this is my my final week of 2009, so come out. It's Kitty Nights every Sunday night at the Biltmore. Doors open at 8:30. Show is at 9:15. Don't miss it. Don't miss a moment because this show is awesome. It'll blow your socks off. That's every Sunday. Kitty Nights, the Biltmore. Cab-o-ray. That is it for upcoming events. We're going to get back to our Holiday Explosion show here on Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth. The Doctor's going to be back. We got E-Rock back. And we're going to be doing our holiday radio play about the year that Christmas almost was lost. It was a crazy year. I don't know if you remember it, but we're going to get to that radio play coming up after this.
Special time for me. Sometimes I like to do the simple things, like curl up beside the fire, whip down my pants, and masturbate all over my chest. Happy holidays, everybody.
This has been Holiday Moments by Cabaret Radio.
Masturbating on the holidays.
On the holidays.
Woo! It feels so good to masturbate
on the holidays.
It feels so good when it hits my chest. Warms me on the holidays.
When it hits his chest.
Masturbating. Oh, on my chest. On my chest.
On.
Masturbating on the holidays. It feels so good. Happy holidays, everybody.
Santa starts to blow. Go, go. Dig that crazy
of crazy talk. Man, oh man, he's really gone. Think that crazy is Santa Claus with his bag of toys. Dragging his sack through the chimney stack. All little happy cats, some for joy. Cool it, Rudolph, cool it. With your nose blow. Tell those groovy reindeer when Santa starts to blow. Go, go! Dig that crazy Santa Claus. Well, I do believe he will bring some crazy toys. You better be good this Christmas Eve.
Yes, that was. Who was that? Do you guys know who that was?
Brian Setzer.
Nice.
Oh,
nice pull.
No, and, I was going to say Stray Cats.
Just to, ooh, well, that is good. The Stray Cat
that
guy.
Is. Brian Setzer and the Stray Cats.
Yeah,
weird.
See,
yeah.
So both would have
tomato
been right.
Tomato.
I didn't tell them Cap Radio. Listener, I didn't. I did not.
We came in. We just ran in.
They, from outside. They were outside, and
we were checking on Santa.
We thought you. Okay. Yeah, we thought you were playing Inagata de Vida.
Doctor, how was Santa?
Santa was very plentiful this year. You know what?
Well, he crashed at the beginning of the show, and you've been checking him out. So.
Well, Cal Tire showed up, and I think they are, there's some kind of, like, crack repair going in on. Like, Santa's going green, though, this year.
Rudolph's had a few shots at Jameson.
Yeah, exactly. Santa is going green, though. There's some kind of electric or some kind of biodiesel. I think Willie Nelson maybe is helping.
He's going to be flying soon, folks.
Right on. Right on. Santa will be back.
Back up and going.
He's got to be back for Christmas. Now, one thing that the holiday season is known for is for gifts. We've been giving away all show. We got another one to give away right now. This is Cab Radio's Holiday Explosion Show. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. 604-UBC.
UBC.
CITR.
There you go. CITR. E-Rock with his giant parrot. Now, we're giving away passes to the Rio Theater. We're giving away passes to Echo Clothing. And now, we're going to give away some passes to Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. Just Google Dr. Sketchy's Anti-Art School. It's a rad thing. I've modeled for them. Basically, they take models of different shapes, put them in bars, people have a few drinks, and they draw. It's not your boring sort of art class where you have to sit there and be all clinical. No, you get right in their face, you can talk to them. We still have to hold poses. So we got two tickets to Dr. Sketchy's for you. Give us a call, 604-822-2487 or cabradio@gmail.com, C-A-B-A radio@gmail.com. Mr. Parrot.
Radio.
Polly wanna shortbread?
You can also check out our podcast anytime if you've missed any of our shows at CITR.ca under shows or on iTunes, search CITR-CabRadio.
We're up to about 37, eh?
No, I think this is 35. Yeah, we have 35 shows, so you can check it out. We've done all sorts of cool shows in the past, including we had a sexual lube tasting show.
That was great. We had open mic night.
Open mic night. We had a Vegas show. We had a plethora of playlist shows. So.
Every show completely.
Check it out, CITR.ca. Now, we've talked about it in the show. You guys remember the year that we almost lost Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
I don't like to bring it up.
Yeah, but it happened. Well, almost.
It almost happened. I mean, yeah. That's. I don't want to ruin the surprise because this.
Like not lost, like on a desert island, and all of a sudden you're back off the island.
No, we
all
almost.
All of a sudden, there's like a bunker underneath and stuff. We're talking about the kind of on the way to grandma's house, lost. Like
yes, through like, the almost wind, a through, tragedy loss.
Like through we the would never over have. The, Christmas again as we knew it.
Over the bridge and who knows where, right?
It was a year of change, a year that will live in infamy.
Mm. I know.
So, I want to thank Columbia Academy for producing this piece. They went out and got all the information about that year. I also want to thank the director, Ryan Barker, for a great job in getting all the interviews. I mean, he's got interviews with Frosty the Snowman in here,
Frosty.
Snoop Dogg, Mr. T.
Yukon Cornelius was not on hand for...
He wasn't.
Or neither was the Grinch's antler dog, but...
He was not, indeed, but there are so many more.
T-Sir.
So let's get into it. This is Cab Radio's Holiday Explosion Show, and this is our holiday radio play that we've been talking about. Now, this is about the year that we almost lost Christmas. Here it is on 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. The true North Pole story. I suppose it's hard to imagine spreading joy throughout the entire world. I think that's what makes him so hard to believe in.
I just remember nights of music and joy and laughter that were unparalleled.
I don't think people understand what kind of pressure he's under.
He works year-round in the coldest of climates for the sole purpose of one night of magic. A man who gives and expects nothing in return. With his joyous charm and Christmas spirit, Santa Claus has perfected the great anticipated holiday. But it wasn't always mistletoe and yuletide for the jolly stout man in red. Over the next while, we will lay bare the incredible story of Santa Claus and the Christmas that almost never was. On the Santa Claus True North Pole Story. For the most part, Christmas came as a perfect ending to a perfect year. His elves were always hard at work, on time every day to deliver the finest gifts the world could ever know.
Some years were harder than others. There were times when we had to really hurry to meet the deadline. There were times when we had only 6 reindeer because the others were sick. It could be a struggle, but we always managed to pull through. This one year, we miscalculated, and we didn't know what to do.
So Julius, the head elf, comes up with this idea that instead of giving the bad children toys, we give them lumps of coal. It was a warm year, so we had extra. It was brilliant.
Julius, the head elf and chief engineer, had overseen countless holiday seasons, always ensuring the presents would be completed on time. But in later years, the world began to grow, and with it, so did the technology. Nothing Santa and the elves had faced could have ever prepared them for what happened next. On a snowy November evening, the North Pole received more wishes than ever before.
Oh, it was awful! All the electronics were going out of control. We were behind schedule because none of us knew what we were doing. We received an amazing amount of emails, more than I have ever seen, which overloaded our mainframe and caused a power outage and what we elves refer to as the Great Crash. And Santa, well, he just sat there reading a bunch of letters. I don't have time for this, you know. I need it pronto. I need it today.
Julius was really upset. He told Santa to be ready for that year, but sometimes the big guy likes to stick to his old ways. He was always telling Santa we needed to upgrade.
At that point, we didn't care how many candy canes we was getting paid. It wasn't worth it.
That evening, an argument ensued that would change the course of history forever.
We invited him over for cookies and to talk. Julius said he told us we should have upgraded and felt he wasn't being listened to. The poor dear. I think he was under a lot of stress from keeping the other elves motivated with the workload.
Santa was so nonchalant about it, you know? I've got deadlines to meet. I mean, I like making toys, but I need to be appreciated for my work. Come on!
When he talked to Santa, he was hoping he would get results. When he didn't, this made Julius even more upset.
And why not? We couldn't keep up. We had no idea what we were doing with the iPods and the, what do you call it?
PlayStation.
PlayStation, Schmaystation. Who cares?
Disgruntled and pessimistic about his workload and technology that he had no means of keeping up to, Julius gave up on Santa, stepped onto the production floor, and announced the elves of the North Pole were now on strike.
I knew that if my fellow elves weren't happy, I wasn't happy, and therefore the children weren't going to be happy. I did what I did because I care about Christmas, okay? That's what I do. I care.
It was time for us elves to take a stand.
I couldn't believe my pointy little ears when I heard the order.
With the elves on strike and the North Pole in shambles, Santa Claus was in for one black Christmas. Julius, the head elf, demanded his elves be taken seriously. Disobeying elf protocol, he contacted the media. The resulting frenzy came swiftly.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, ho! Unfair labor has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho, ho! Unfair labor has got to go! Hey!
the North Pole, where a dispute between management and workers has escalated into a full-on strike. The North Pole is in chaos today, with
thousands of elves walked off the job
in what appears to be
a dispute over technology training.
You can see behind me, the doors are closed.
Why would an elf go and do such a thing?
The NASDAQ gained 5 points today, and an elf is standing up to Santa.
Everyone!
Everywhere!
You can't turn on your radio, TV, or computer without hearing about
Julius!
Julius!
Julius, the elf that's trying to stop Christmas.
Pressure mounted in the public eye. The media saw Julius as a hero who controlled the destiny of their Christmas and the future of Christmases to come.
And I want everyone to know that if you want something for Christmas, why not ask Santa for some better equipment? Why not ask for the proper training? Why not ask him to appreciate his elves instead of ignoring their warnings and suffering the consequences?
With all the media attention, Santa decided to go on the talk show circuit to share his side of the story, which took a turn for the worse.
Welcome back. As you know, my guest today is Santa Claus. Santa, why do you feel you're the one who's right?
Oh, I never said I'm the one who's right. I just feel that the elves don't believe in themselves. Why, they have more skills than anyone in the world. And if they just came back to work, they would remember all the joy and cheer and
happiness.
Well,
we've got a special surprise for you, Santa. Please welcome to the stage, Julius. Now, Julius, you're leading the elves in a strike. Why?
Because Santa over here, he's not taking our demand seriously. All we ask for is a little bit of respect.
Well, I respect you. Of course I respect you. I can't remember
a time. No, listen, I'm talking here.
Yo, Jerry, can I say something to that guy in the red suit?
Santa Claus.
Yeah, I think you should start giving them what they want. And stop eating so much milk and cookies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of cookies. Can't get down the chimney as much anymore, yeah, Santa?
Oh, it costs a fortune for everything they want. We're a non-profit organization. I'm not doing anything to them. It's you people who want all these fancy toys. It's you people who are causing all this trouble. You don't know me? That's it. You're all on my naughty list, including you, Jerry Springer. I know where you live. I know where you all live.
Without the help of his elves, Santa felt abandoned and betrayed. Mrs. Claus felt it best from then on that she took care of the publicity.
My Santa never was too good with speaking publicly. He didn't have time to be doing these shows anyway. There was much work to be done. I knew if anyone could clear his name, it would be Rudolph and Frosty.
Thanks for being here today, Frosty and Rudolph. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yes, I'd just like to say that Santa Claus is a good man. He took my disability and he made me feel accepted, like I had a purpose. He's a man that truly cares about equality for everyone.
Frosty, is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, Santa took me in off the street and gave me a home. Made me feel like I would never need to worry again. By the way, have you seen my hat? I can't live without my hat.
No, I'm sorry. I don't think you were wearing a hat.
Don't give me that. I was wearing a hat when I came in here. You made me take it off. Gosh, it's hot under these lights.
It was then that disaster struck. Following the taping, Frosty needed to be rushed to a freezer immediately. Rudolph, convinced Frosty was assassinated by the elves, becomes extremely paranoid. Thinking he was next, he went into seclusion in Canada.
So this little red-nosed hoser shows up at my door, eh? We let him in. He seemed pretty edgy. The game was on, so I thought the Canucks might help calm him down, eh?
It was great. We made him light up his nose every time we scored, eh?
Meanwhile, the Frosty incident caused the media to take advantage of a public humiliation and exploit it.
Tonight, what goes on behind the scenes at the North Pole?
Frosty melts on camera. Is this Santa's revenge?
The jolly fat man you thought you knew is up to no good.
What caused Rudolph to abandon the North Pole? The answer will shock you.
Does Santa have an eating disorder? The incriminating photographs the North Pole doesn't want you to see.
Upset by the fiasco, Santa turned to his wife.
I knew I had to take matters into my own hands. At times like this, Santa used to read letters from the very first Christmas. He used them as inspiration because he granted everyone's wish that year. I thought if they inspired Santa, maybe they would inspire Julius. So I mailed them to Julius, anonymously, of course. Then I sent Santa out with the reindeer to go find Rudolph.
Santa and the remaining reindeer headed south, landing on the roof of a cabin that had an eerie red glow. He went in accompanied by Dasher and Dancer.
We found him on the couch watching hockey. Rudolph ran for the closet, but Dasher and I got the drop on him.
So me and Dance are like, hey, what's the matter? And he's all scared like we've come to melt him too. The poor little guy, I guess all that name calling really shot his nerves.
I had Frosty's head in a cooler with us so he could see he was still alive and that everything would be okay.
Frosty was my favorite Christmas guy, eh? So when I found out he lost his hat, I gave him my magic toque, eh?
It was blessed by the hand of Wayne Gretzky himself, eh?
I placed it on his head. His body grew back, and sure enough, he began to dance around, eh? Dancer joined in, of course.
What can I say? I love to dance!
Convinced Frosty was okay, Rudolph and the rest returned to the North Pole. With so much that had gone wrong, Santa was convinced there would never be a Christmas again. Disappointed in his elves, and with no solution in sight, he had finally hit rock bottom.
I had just finished speaking with the UN, who are supporting my case, by the way. My beautiful, lovely assistant, Miss Holloway, brought me an unmarked package.
When he looked at the letters, I saw the expression on his face change completely. I thought I could hear sleigh bells.
Until that point, I thought I knew everything. I thought I had the support of everyone. I had heard about the letters. I just never thought I'd be reading them.
The letters were from sick children, homeless children, and the abandoned who asked for nothing more but to see their families or to be healthy again.
And then there was this one girl, and all she wanted was her little kitty back. How did Santa grant all these wishes? I mean, if he could show this level of dedication, then maybe, just maybe, building an iPod wasn't so hard after all. It was then that I came up with my newest plan.
Through a drastic turn of events, Julius contacted numerous members of the electronic industry's major moguls.
Well, my secretary tells me it's an elf on the phone. Who knows how he got my number? But before I knew it, I was in a meeting with my competitors in Palm Springs.
The industry saw this as a perfect opportunity to make a profit.
So Julius starts going on about how we need to assist the North Pole by any means necessary. But I mean, what was he going to pay us with? Candy canes? None of us were buying it.
I came up with this idea. What about corporate sponsorship, huh? We could dress that sleigh up like a stock car, and Santa could have patches all over his red coat.
I'd never seen a bigger bunch of Scrooges in my life. They just didn't get it. I told them, look, Christmas isn't about how much money you spend or how much you guys make. If you guys can't help us, there's not going to be a Christmas ever again. The problem is that it's become too corporate. Too many people are buying too much just because you guys invented something new. It's not about how much is made or how much is given. It's about being together with your loved ones and showing them how much you care. And nothing you make or that I make will ever be able to accomplish that.
The North Pole, Christmas Eve. Mrs. Claus calls
Santa,
a press conference.
Yeah. Noel!
Santa, is the North Pole closed for good?
Is it true you're addicted to milk?
Are you feeding your reindeer candy canes? Santa!
I'd like to thank the members of the press for coming out today. As you know, tomorrow is Christmas, and we don't have enough toys. These past weeks have shown that the world has become too technologically advanced for us. It is with sincere regret that I hereby announce, from this day forth, there will no longer be a Christmas.
Santa, honey? I didn't call this conference because Christmas is canceled.
What?
She called it because...
the strike is over!
Happy
I got those letters you sent me, and I realized I was wrong. I'm so sorry, Santa. I didn't want to ruin Christmas.
But I never sent you any letters.
Well, sometimes it helps to see things from someone else's point of view.
While Santa was away, Julius had reopened the factory and sealed a deal that they would receive the most up-to-date software and electronics as long as the elves would never strike again. Industry mogul, James Cunningham.
Well, to be honest, we never believed in Santa Claus until we saw this news coverage. After Julius contacted us, we didn't know what to think. But that elf can be one persuasive little guy. From that day forward, we agreed to do anything we could for the North Pole. Besides, my kids want a lot of stuff this year.
We had everything we needed. The North Pole became the leading example of modern technology. Now we're offered training in Korea and Japan.
They learn very quickly how to make a Tickle Me Elmo.
It was a close call this year, but thanks to a fortunate turn of events, the North Pole is back in full production, making this not just a great Christmas for us, but also for Santa and all the elves.
Once again, Santa and his elves overcame the struggle of the Christmas they would never forget. They are now working more efficiently than ever, and that night, nobody got a lump of coal. The world rejoiced. Santa had done it again. To celebrate, he held the annual Boxing Day party with Julius as his guest of honor.
It's the Snoopy D double jizzy off the heezy for sheezy. Did they? Hey, man. Yo, Claus throw some mean parties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy! Holla!
There's no one quite like him. He is the spirit of Christmas.
I couldn't get in. I said, you got to let me in. I'm Mr. T, you fool, you sucker. Fool sucker chump.
I love the Boxing Day party. Woo!
To Santa Claus.
To Julius.
To the best Christmas ever. And God bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet and Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. Oh, and you too, Rudolph. Ho, ho, ho! Oh, Mr. T, what are you doing here?
Hey, Santa, how about a ride? Where we going, fool?
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya!
You're listening to C.
Ooh, yeah.
I.
Hi-ya!
T.
Hi-ya!
R.
Woo-hoo!
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby! No, I ain't lying to you! I'm only gonna tell you one time! Hi-ya!
A groin-grabbingly great station.
With a penny slug, somebody snitched on me. Put a tag on teacher's chair.
you better be good, whatever you do, 'cause if you're bad, I'm warning you.
Oh, yes, the ever so cute Shirley Temple with her song, I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas, here on Cab Radio's Explosion Show, 101.9 FM CITR.ca. Oh, my goodness.
What a show.
Did you hear all that went on this show? That holiday play that just came on, the Columbia Academy and Ryan Barker with the Santa Claus True North Pole story. It was that crazy year where we almost lost Christmas.
No, but it didn't happen.
It
we
didn't.
Got Christmas
almost,
back.
Almost.
We do have our gifts.
It was.
We got E-Rock over there.
Yo!
We got the doctor over here.
Mr. Smooth.
We got some prizes still, some presents for you on holiday season. If you'd like to win them, the only way to win them right now is to go to cabaradio@gmail.com. That's cabaradio@gmail.com. Especially if you're listening to the podcast, because this is the end of our holiday explosion show. I know. I'll let you cry a little bit. We've had so much fun stuff. We had holiday moments. Holiday moments brought to you by Cab Radio. Some groovy tunes. We had some live singing. Wasn't that fun with Daniel Chai? Miss Chai?
Miss Chai,
baby. Yeah. That was good. A little freestyle moment.
Except Santa coming for the boy with the mustache. I don't know. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, he snuck in. But.
We have presents to the Real Theater, Echo Clothing, and Dr. Sketchies. If you'd like to win those, email me at cabaradio@gmail.com and let me know which prize you'd like to win. We have two tickets to the Real, $25 gift certificate to Echo Clothing on Main Street, and two tickets to Dr. Sketchies Anti-Art School. What a show. That was a lot of fun tonight.
That was good.
Yeah. Thank you, Doctor, for being here.
Mr. Smooth, E-Rock. Hey, by the way, I was going to say earlier, man, you guys, Smooth E-Rock, it sounds like, you know, like some kind of new musical genre all unto its own.
It's almost become that, you know.
Somewhere between the 70s and the 30s, man, but I don't know. You guys
We're thinking in the new year there will be, you know, Smoothie Rock Productions, or, you know, and the world is going to be taken over.
Taken over by the Smoothie Productions.
You know, it's inevitable, really.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Well, gentlemen, happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Yes, as the doctor is alluding to here, we are not going to be here next week.
We're missing a week. Sorry, folks.
Skipping over.
22nd, but it's not going to happen.
Don't let that ruin your Christmas, please.
But Mr. Rock, Mr. Smooth, remember, we are back, actually, on the 29th.
For the 29th. New Year's Eve gala.
Oh!
That is right.
That'll be another...
Going off!
Another bang!
We're rocking off in the new year. Well, it's not quite the new year, but we're rocking off our version of New Year's. The New Year's Eve gala, December 29th. That's Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Please tune in. We're going to have some great songs again. We're going to have some guests. Probably some prizes to give away. We always have prizes.
Might have a countdown.
Might have a countdown.
It's going to be a resolution. They got 2 days to redo.
Inevitability there, E-Rock.
Inevitability.
here on Cab Radio. 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a few more songs, so stick around. Plus, Cab Radio After Dark is coming up. CITR 101.9 FM presents Cab Radio's After Dark. This week we have 25 blues and soul greats. I did try to find you some Christmas tunes, I gotta admit, but I couldn't find them.
It's tough to
find. Even got E-Rock and the doctor to look. We couldn't find them. I don't know where they are. I should have prepared a bit more, but
dude,
yes.
Dude, it's okay, man. Howlin' Wolf and Leadbelly are
exactly.
Gonna...
Howlin'
Christmas,
Wolf.
They right will there.
Howl into be... the
Christmas
morning.
It's gonna be
Christmas
beautiful.
Christmas in the south. We're gone with the wind.
Mm. It is a beautiful time of the year, and I wish everyone out there the happiest
Happy
of holidays.
Holidays. Merry Christmas.
From Cab Radio. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever you celebrate, I hope you have a great time. Don't stress about the presents, you know, just be with family, love the ones you love, be with good friends, eat good food,
hey,
drink good alcohol, like, just have a good time.
You know what this is? This is holiday times in recession, everybody.
This is, you know,
we're talking,
it's all about family now.
We're talking,
it's all about
this is,
the ones you love.
If you've been thinking about giving a papier-mâché mold to somebody this year for a gift... This is the year to do it.
I'm going to take this parrot made out of paper mache back here and probably hand it over to somebody this year.
Yeah, make presents. I mean, why not? Why do we have to go buy things that everyone wants every year? So don't fall into it. Don't be just one of the ants following the leader.
Guys,
be original.
Thanksgiving is Christmas without the greed.
Exactly.
this is going to sound a little wacky, but
okay, doctor.
What about, hey, what about make love for Christmas?
Make love.
No, am I wrong?
No. Cap Radio believes in making love, and I think you should make love this Christmas.
And who knows, maybe you will get a little present.
You know what? If you're making love for Christmas, why don't you smoke what you want for Christmas? That's what the Tall Brothers say. They're going to take us out here on Cabaret Radio's Holiday Explosion Show, 101.9 FM. Check out our podcast every Wednesday. It comes the new episodes, and you can check out any of the episodes, CITR.ca under shows. iTunes, CITR-CABRADIO. This is the Tall Brothers. They are from Vancouver. They sing about pot, and they are smoking what they want for Christmas. Many thanks to all my guests tonight. E-Rock, we're out.
Santa's back in the air.
We'll be back New Year's Eve gala. No.
29th.
December 29th. Here on CITR 101.9.
See you,
we're
man.
Out.
Have a good one, people.
Baby smoothie.
We are out of here.
Almost.
Almost.
All right, smooth.
Yes.
Way to kick it off for the final one.
I just wanted to hear you a little bit more. it's a Christmas show.
It is. We can't.
Should I play the song?
Do it.
Do
play
it. It. Should I play it?
Play it.
Do it.
Do it. Doctor?
Do it. Yo, okay. I'm in.
Tall Brothers.
Grab it
right here. Smoke what we want for Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ain't none of your business. What we're smoking at Christmas ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Ain't none of your business. What we're smoking at Christmas ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Put down that gun,
drop it,
and have some fun. Get out of your funk and smoke some skunk. Ain't none of your business. What we're smoking at Christmas ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Business. What we're smoking at Christmas ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Ain't none of your business. What we're smoking at Christmas ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Put down that gun and have some fun. Get out of your funk and have some smoke. Ain't none of your business. What we're smoking at Christmas ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want. We're smoking what we want. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Smoking what we want for Christmas.
Merry Christmas! Cabaret Radio!
CITR 101.9 FM.
Merry Christmas.
Dixieland. Santa don't bring me any toys, just bring my baby and a bottle of joy. Maybe just a taste for Uncle Roy. We all know Santa is a good old boy. Can you bring along a bottle of Pepsi Schnapps? The trumpet player is really tops. I got no time for holiday shops, cause I got a man that's really hot.
A good old boy.
Hey Santa, hey Santa, hey Santa, hey Santa, hey Santa.
in Dixieland. Don't wanna leave my comfy cozy, my baby's lips are hot and rosy. What's my name now? Ain't you nosy? I like a little kiss now, I suppose it. Hot butter rum, hot butter rum. Keep hollering now, you better come. 7-11, 7-11.
Fox CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.